Good morning, everyone. I get to say good morning today. Yesterday, I think I said good morning, but it was 1:30. It's 11:10, and we're live today. Apologize for doing an early broadcast of Brewing Faith, but due to circumstances on this Brewing Faith Friday, we needed to broadcast early. And I didn't want to broadcast late. I wanted to broadcast early. So here we are. It's live. And we're going to go to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1. And my new snack, thank you, Sister Durr, is dark chocolate Girl Scout almonds. Dark chocolate almonds. I'm not going to be able to eat lunch today because I'm just eating dark chocolate almonds. Stop! You got to stop eating the dark chocolate almonds. Sister Pearson, please. I mean, and she sent me like, I think I've got 1,000 of them. So pray for me. Today's broadcast is Before I Was Born. Before I Was Born. It is Brewing Faith. We're talking about faith today, and today is going to be an uplifting broadcast. It's going to be a faith-filled broadcast because the Word is going to speak how you have purpose. God has purpose for you today. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Good to have Preston and Kimberly from North Carolina, all the way from Burlington, North Carolina. Yeah. They are with us. I wish Cal was on, my little grandson Callahan was on the broadcast, but he is taking a nap right now. So I wish I had his amens on my broadcast, but good to have Preston and Kimberly. Garrett is in studio. Anna's wanting to say something, but I won't let her. And Sister Pearson is here. So good to have family together. We are broadcasting live from the living room this morning. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and 9. Paul says this. Wherefore, that's not right. He says, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling. That right there is some powerful words. Aren't you thankful? He has saved us. I couldn't make it on my own. He had to save me. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling. I'm telling you, every person that's been baptized in Jesus' name, been filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, you are called with a holy calling. Not according to our works. Amen. He had to die on the cross. It's our job to obey the word, but it's not my goodness that I'm saved, but he saved me according to his grace and his works, and it's going to say that here. Not according to our works or my works today, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Amen. So you've had purpose before you were born. Today you had purpose. And we're going to look at Jeremiah to further establish the fact, because I know there's somebody who's going to say, really? Before, man, you don't know my life, Pastor Pearson. You don't know what I have been through. I'll show you here. It says it here in 2 Timothy 1. But it'll even say it even better in Jeremiah chapter 1, that you had purpose before you were born. Jeremiah chapter 1, and reading in verse number, we're going to start in verse number 5. Let's start in verse number 5. Jeremiah 1 says this, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee." There we go again. Before you were born, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet. He's speaking to Jeremiah, unto the nation. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. You're not talking about me, God. And we're going to read some more verses here in Jeremiah, but there, I know there are people that when God speaks these kinds of words to you, you have the same response that Jeremiah. Ah, Lord God, you don't understand who you're talking to. I am just a child. I am just a loser. I am this and I am that. No, Lord. You got the wrong guy. You got the wrong guy. Can I tell you this? Jeremiah, if we read the book of Jeremiah, the book of Lamentations, Jeremiah went through a couple things, didn't he? He had a little trouble in life and went through some trials. Do you suppose that Jeremiah had to go back and grasp onto these words? Oh, that's right. He informed me right at the very beginning that I know I've got purpose. And the thing is, when we go through things in life, we have to be able to grab on to places in our life, like Jeremiah here, that he knew he had a holy calling. He knew that from a child, God had purpose in his life. He needed that. He needed that word from God. And we all do. We all do, because the devil tries to come against us all the time in life and tell us we don't have purpose. But listen to the rest of the words that God speaks to Jeremiah. He says, Jeremiah says, Oh, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down and to build and to plant. Brother Garrett, could you read for me one more verse of Scripture? 2 Timothy chapter 1, and we'll read verses 12 and 13. What purpose that God had for Jeremiah?
2 Timothy chapter 1.
2 Timothy chapter 1. So it's just three verses after our first Scripture that we read. But how much did Jeremiah, again, looking all that he went through and trials and, you know, thrown in the dungeon and all that Jeremiah went through, he needed to have purpose. I know sometimes we look at life situations and we ask, why, God? Why am I going through this? I'm sure Jeremiah asked that question, like, ooh, is this really the purpose for my life? But God gave him a word from the time as a child. And you have a calling from God today, no matter where, what circumstances, because circumstances in life happen to all of us, and God still has purpose for us. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12 and 13, Garrett.
For which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know that whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus.
So he says, hold fast. Paul is writing here, he's saying, hold fast. But what does he say? He says, I know in whom I have believed. It's not a question. And I think that starts out verse 12. It talks about trials, doesn't it? What does he say in verse 12?
Yes. For which cause I also suffer these things.
I suffer. Paul said, I suffer. But he said, I know in whom I have believed. You have purpose today. He knew you before you were born. He formed you from your mother's womb. Amen.
Can I add something to that?
Brother Garrett, add a little bit to this.
In verse 9, that first verse we read, it just says there, something interesting to point out is it says, He saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our own works, but according to His own purpose. And a lot of times we think of like, He didn't save me because, you know, if it was up to me, I couldn't save myself. But not only did He not save you because in spite of your own works and your own doings and your own deeds and your past and stuff, He still called you in spite of those things. You can think, well, God, you know, He had mercy on me. He just saved me. I'll just be a servant. I'll just be the lowest of the low. But He said He'll also call you and with a holy calling. And basically He's saying here, in spite of your works and not according to your own works, He not only wanted to save you, He wanted to call you as well before you were even born. So that's just awesome.
That is awesome because none of us really have anything to offer to God. When we look at what I have to offer,
So He didn't call you because you were amazing.
Yeah.
He called you because He needed you.
He needs us. I'm not amazing. God is amazing. He is everything. God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in. If you tuned in early, and I will... It'll be on at 1:30. If somebody wants to listen to it 1:30, you can listen to it archived. So thank you for tuning in early. God bless you all. Have a great Friday. Have a great weekend. And let God do amazing things. Before you were born, He knew who you were. Amen. Jesus' name.